Mary had a little man.
The fault. We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe me.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show.
Turn up your mind.
Madam Speaker, Madam Vice President, no president has ever said those words from this podium. No president has ever said those words, and it's about time.
Two down, one to go. Yeah, we're real close, aren't we? We're real close. So what did you think? I know he's boring. Presidents are not supposed to be the source of entertainment, okay? They're not supposed to be reality TV stars. Reality TV stars are supposed to be reality TV stars, and presidents are supposed to be presidents. See what I mean? Yeah. And watching Joe Biden, you know, come from... You know, being a member of the Senate and then, well, actually House member, then a member of the Senate, then sitting behind Barack Obama for, what, 10 State of the Unions? 10 times sitting on the... He was like the perennial bridesmaid is what Joe Biden was. And obviously, you know, he was a rising star back in the 80s when Ronald Reagan was the president. You know, here's a little factoid. I don't know if you know this or not, but Biden took part in two of the Democratic responses to the State of the Union speeches that were given by Ronald Reagan. Yeah, Ronald Reagan back in the early 80s. So back then, they considered Joe Biden a rising star, and he rose. He rose all the way. It took a little longer than most people would think it would take, but he did it. He did it in 83 and in 84. Joe Biden delivered what Tim Scott tried to deliver last night, the rebuttal to the State of the Union speech. And, you know, last night it was just a miracle that he was able to use his presidential, I know we can't call it a State of the Union, so the joint session of Congress, that he was able to use that as the platform to denounce once and for all trickle-down economics. Did you catch that? Did you? It was just a little tiny segment, right? But
my fellow Americans.
Yes, I'm listening.
Trickle-down.
Yes.
Trickle-down economics has never worked.
That's right.
And it's time to grow the economy from the bottom and the middle out.
Yeah. Beautiful. It only took 50 years for us to figure out that trickle-down never worked. It can't work. It doesn't work. All that happens is income inequality results from transferring the wealth to the very top. That's trickle-down, right? You give them everything, and sooner or later, it'll trickle down to you and me. Never worked. Never could work. Yes, old people got rich. The rich got richer. Inequality in this country exploded. You know, back in the day, before the Ronald, before the Reagan, before the, you know, belief that if you gave all the money to the very rich, it would trickle down upon us, was debunked after 50 years of trying it over and over, expecting a different result, which is what idiots do. However, after all that, what we started with was corporations, you know, giant, you know, publicly traded companies, CEOs of very large companies, they made about 44 times what the person on the floor made, right? About 44 times. You know what the number is today? Do you know what it is? 320 times. 320 times what the average worker on the floor makes. That's called income inequality. That was the result and is the result and will always be the result of trickle-down economics. That is what Joe Biden tried to explain last night. He talked about the 2017 tax cut.
Look, the big tax cut of 2017,
Remember, it was supposed to pay for itself.
Right.
That was how it was sold. And generate vast economic growth. Instead, it added $2 trillion to the deficit. It was a huge windfall for corporate America.
Oh.
And those at the very top.
Oh.
Instead of using the tax saving to raise wages and invest in research and development, it poured billions of dollars into the pockets of CEOs.
Oh.
In fact, the pay gap between CEOs and their workers is now among the largest in history. According to one study, CEOs make 320 times what the average worker in their corporation makes.
Now, if you fact check that very narrowly, it would not be true. Meaning, I'm a CEO, okay? I'm the CEO of Dark Horse Broadcasting. It's my company. I'm the CEO. I don't make 320 times what Brett makes or anybody that works with us makes, okay? That's just not, you know. So if you're going to parse it really tightly, which is what the Republicans will do, it would not be true. But we're not talking about mom and pop companies like mine. We're not talking about, you know, people who, you know, are self-employed like I am, who, by the way, pay 30%, even if we don't make a lot of money. We still have to pay the self-employment tax. I mean, the way that our tax system is set up literally penalizes you for going into business for yourself and trying to have a small business, just saying, whereas an Amazon, you know, they pay zero. You see the diff? Do you see it? Good. Because that is the way it is. I pay 30% and Amazon pays nothing. It's a scam. It's a route. Okay. It's literally trickled down. It doesn't work. It benefits literally the top echelon of the publicly traded corporation and nobody on the floor. That is not the goal. It is not what you should be wanting. It is not what we should be legislating. It is not what we should be selling to the American people as being something that would help them, because it never does and it can't. And it didn't in 2017 either. And it doesn't now. You know, the stock market's doing great now. You know why it's doing great now? Because we have what you call and what I call a consumer-driven economy. Almost 70% of every single portion of our gross domestic product is generated by us doing exactly what we do. We go food shopping, we buy gas, we buy a couch, we buy a refrigerator, we buy a car, okay? We buy insurance. For that card, not for our gun. No. Think about what a great market, though, that would be. It would add to GDP. It would create jobs. Just saying. Insuring guns would. But, okay. So you and me are the ones that are driving this economy. We are literally making it go. And this year, we're over 6% gross domestic product. You know why? You know why? Because of the stimulus that Joe Biden work to get through reconciliation. Not one stinking Republican voted for us to succeed. Not one stinking Republican believes in us or understands our economy is driven by us, and that the more money that they put into our pockets, the better off this economy, this country, this nation is. And so freeing people up to go out there and make money or get tax credits for their efforts or get free childcare so that they can go to work instead of not being able to go to work and idling on the sidelines because somebody's got to take care of the kids. Somebody's got to take care of grandma. Somebody's got to take care of the disabled brother. Somebody, see, that's what Joe Biden was pitching last night. Another stimulus package. This one, $1.8 trillion worth of help for you. Things that only a government can do for us. Things that we are not big enough to do for ourselves, that we couldn't possibly do for ourselves, okay? But the government sure can. And since they've given all our money to the top and it didn't work out, I say claw it back, give it back to us in the form of cash payments for childcare, in the form of free pre-K so the kids can actually begin their education earlier and we can get out the door and do so. Give us family leave. That's what he was trying to tell you about last night.